Good morning. My name is Mungai Paul, and I'm born again. Christ is the Lord in my soul, and indeed he found me when I didn't even know him, and he made me know him like I never imagined I would know him. And that is the beauty of knowing Christ and living in him. This morning, because of time, we rush very fast to the word, but before that, for the visitors, but the visitors who are here, I know them. I came with some two visitors. They are no longer visitors. They were welcomed from Presbyterian University. You saw them in the morning. Maybe they can wave at you where they are. Yes, thank you very much. So if someone asks you who they school with, maybe those you can contact them. And if you want to know my conduct, probably those are the kind of guys, because they are together at Presbyterian University. And more to that, we are grateful to be here. Our theme for the day will be blessing of rebuke and acknowledging our flaws. Blessing of rebuke and acknowledging our flaws. Apparently, I'm always the last person to finish this pull-up for the last four of them. What, I don't know how that happens, but it just happened. The last four, I've been winding them up, and today we'll still wind this one up before we get another one for the remaining quarter of the year. And the reading that comes or guide us today comes from Proverbs 15, verse 29. And indeed, it's about instruction and how we should obey the instruction and even get the blessing from a rebuke. Maybe first of all, what is this thing called acknowledging our flaws? Because to acknowledge something is to accept it, to accept the truth about something. That is acknowledgement. If I acknowledge I am here, I am accepting that I'm here. If I acknowledge I preach on Sunday, of course I acknowledge I was here. It's a truth. It's accepting the truth. And flaws, they are those weaknesses. And those weaknesses, especially the one that distract us and make us or hinder us from working or from executing what you're supposed to do effectively. Those are flaws. And we have different kind of flaws or weaknesses that we have as human. And we can have physical weaknesses. You can have emotional or psychological weaknesses. And indeed, there are also spiritual weaknesses, even as we continue with the walk of the Lord. And today, allow me not to speak about physical weaknesses or emotional weaknesses, but allow me to talk about spiritual weaknesses. Because I'm sure that if our spiritual walk with God, and if we acknowledge our flaws, even as we continue to walk with Christ, indeed, with the help you're going to get as we manage the other kind of weaknesses, it will be more strengthened. Because even if we get help about our physicality, and we get help about our emotional, and our spiritual life has been left void, indeed that one will not work, and it will not help us, even as believers. So today let us talk about what is this acknowledging our flaws, and even especially as we continue to walk with the Lord and in the journey of salvation. You know, what can we call these kind of weaknesses or a spiritual weakness? For example, we are told that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and marvelous is the work of your hand. So how can this fearful and wonderfully made human being become weak? And to be spiritually strong doesn't mean to pray a lot, doesn't mean to be the one always leading the service here, or the person that is preaching all the time here. Doesn't mean that you have to act like Paul. It means that your desires and your line of life has been fashioned toward completing and doing the will of God. Praise Jesus. That your desire is like David. I desire to dwell in your house. I desire to do the will of God. And that kind of a person who desire and do the will of God, that desire and do the will of God, can be described as spiritually strong. Now, the other one who may be described as having some spiritual flaws is the one that knows the truth, knows the word of God, knows what he's supposed to do, and yet they do not do it. They know exactly what they're supposed to be doing. They know the word of God. They know the teachings of God. They know the instructions of God. And when they are rebuked by it, because today we are looking at the blessing of rebuke, they do not heed to those to that rebuke. And that person, we can talk, we can say that indeed they are spiritually weak. And this is the kind of people, you and I, if we are in that category, we need to acknowledge those kind of flaws. And the reading, as it was read to us in the book of Proverbs, it was talking about this person who ignores instructions. This person who does not heed to instruction. When the word of God comes, they do not heed to it. When this instruction comes, they do not heed to it. Ignoring something is to disregard it. In fact, he's not paying attention. In fact, the origin of that word simply means that it is openly defying to do something. You know, to ignore is not just like to close your ears that I'm not listening to the word of God. It's openly defying to do what is right. It's openly defying to accomplish the will of God. It's openly defying not to do as per the word of God. It's openly defying not to do what God is putting into your heart whenever he's giving this kind of rebukes and whenever he's giving you this kind of instruction. And that is what we call ignorance, indeed, when you are walking with God. And we are told that this person who does not heed this person who ignores the instruction. And what are these kind of instructions? These are disciplines or corrections. Praise Jesus. And sometimes when we realize our flaws, when we realize that you are not walking with God in the right way, sometimes instead of changing, we complain. Instead of acknowledging our flaws and our weaknesses, we maximize them. And we find that as if we cannot serve God the right way because of the weaknesses. But we are supposed to accept them and ask for help from God. This servant called Moses. Moses is called by God and told, you are supposed to go to Egypt and liberate my people out of that land and to the promised land of Canaan. And Moses is here. He has a weakness. This Moses has been raised in the house of Pharaoh. This Moses, in fact, didn't even have time even to circumcise his own children and to bring him to the covenant. He has this kind of spiritual weakness. And this guy is just talking about his weaknesses. Instead of acknowledging them and asking God for him, he goes ahead and starts saying that he's a stammerer. He goes ahead and starts saying that he cannot speak before Pharaoh. Praise Jesus. But God was not interested in knowing the weaknesses, but he was more interested in using him and helping him despite his flaws to maximize his strength. Praise the name of Jesus. That in us, we have various kind of weaknesses. We have various flaws, but if we acknowledge them, because sometimes we hide ourselves, you know, as long as I'm preaching, but I'm sinning, as long as I'm preaching, but I'm sinning, I do not acknowledge them. Sometimes you wonder, not because people have known me like this. People have known Paul, the one who preached, who are not this strong man. Is he a stronger man? Okay, people are not, you are not this guy who is preaching all the time. Now you wonder, what if I acknowledge, what will happen? What will happen if someone knows what is happening? What will happen if they know what happens when I go home? What will happen when they realize what happened in the neighborhood when I'm there? Or whatever place you visit. And those are the kind of the things that the enemy uses. He uses and maximizes those kind of flaws. Instead of you acknowledging them and accepting them and asking for help from God, you end up hiding them. And by hiding them, you eventually do not get the right help that indeed you need. Praise Jesus. That in areas of purity, we need to acknowledge and we need to accept the rebuke. You are saying the rebukes are instructions. That most of the time, even our people of God, we find ourselves contaminating our own faith with various actions that are sinful. Whether it is in purity, sexual purity for the young people, sometimes it has gone overboard that I can do whatever I want to do And when the rebuke comes, all I want is to defend myself. No, 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 do not judge me. No, 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 how do you know this? No, 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 you are not God. Thank you, I am not God. But it's always good to know that the rebuke comes so that God can correct us. The rebuke comes so that God can shape our lives and can help us to live better. Praise the name of Jesus. Rebuke comes in various ways. First of all, it can come from within. A rebuke can come from within. That God puts a word in you. God puts something in your heart about a flaw that you're having in life. And sometimes when God puts that kind of acknowledgement upon you or that truth in your heart, sometimes we end up concealing them instead of accepting them. Praise Jesus. Another way that a rebuke can come is when the rebuke comes from God's message. And God's messages come in various ways. You can have God's message directly from this world. You can have God's message directly from the people of God or those who stand to preach the word of God. And when those rebukes come, he said that he disciplines the ones he loves. All the time, rebuke come because God loves us. Rebuke come because God wants to discipline us. A rebuke come because God wants to shape our life. He does not want us to have flaws even as we are continuing to walk with him. Because that is what indeed that is so desirable upon him and even upon our life. Praise the name of Jesus. How do we accept or how do we acknowledge our flaws? There are four ways we can acknowledge and can help us acknowledge these flaws. And these four ways, if you do not have them, sometimes it will be hard for you to acknowledge and accept that indeed you're not in line with the will of God. And when a rebuke or instruction comes, indeed sometimes we'll not be able to change. Number one, we need to embrace a humble attitude. We need to embrace a humble attitude. That our hearts are humble. That we are humble before God. That sometimes we exalt ourselves so high. That even when a child, like the one that was singing here, when they bring the word, or when they bring such kind of an instruction, because a rebuke is just an instruction. When they bring this instruction, whether it's through their songs, because of how high we are above, we cannot go down and even listen to it and even be changed by it. But as the word of God has said, that unless we humble ourselves like this little one, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. Unless our hearts, unless our attitude is brought down, unless we come from our place where sometimes we place ourselves in, whether it is in business, whether it is in education, whether it is in society, all those kind of classes may make you not be able to accept a rebuke. And especially if it is coming from a person who is not at the same level that you are. Praise Jesus. It happens. But when we humble ourselves before God, when our heart, we ask for that humility, the one that looks like the humility of a child, indeed, God will soften our hearts. And as the word of God comes, it will find a soft landing ground whereby it will grow, germinate, and then become a big tree. Praise the name of Jesus. Number two that we need to do is have a teachable spirit. We need to have a teachable spirit. That instructions cannot come to someone who does not have a teachable spirit. That you know all. You know it all. Even in the word of God, you know it all. Even when anybody is speaking the word of God, you know it all. Even when you are warned about something, you know it all. And this one happens mostly to the generation that we are in. That we do not heed to instruction. We do not listen. Sometimes we do not listen. We know it all. And what happens is that when you have gone ahead with your flaws, without acknowledging them, without acknowledging and even accepting the rebuke, all of a sudden, things happen in the wrong way. And what happens? You come back and start saying, I wish I knew. Praise Jesus. We need to have a teachable spirit that we are ready to accept instruction. We are ready to accept this rebuke and from the people they are coming from. And number three, I'm going very fast because of time, that we need to have values, principles guided by the word of God. We need to have values and principles that are guided by the word of God. Now, if we are to acknowledge our flaws, if we are to acknowledge that this is right and this is wrong, we must have values that are either right or wrong. We must have our yes and no's. One time, this Joseph was being seduced by Potiphar. And Joseph, knowing how a man is, you know how a man is, he knew his own weaknesses. He accepted his own weaknesses. But indeed, he had values. He did not rely upon his own weaknesses, that if he's left alone with this woman, that indeed he not sleep with him. But he had values and principles. And this is what Joseph said when he was running away from this lady. He said this in Genesis 39, verse 9. No one is greater in the house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? Joseph did not fear Potiphar more than he feared God. Joseph indeed did not fear Potiphar's wife more than he feared God. He said, how can I do such a wicked thing against God? He had his own values. And Joseph would know that his word, the word of God, he would accept instruction from the word of God. He would accept a rebuke from the word of God. When it was time to say no, he would say no. When it's time to say yes, he would say yes. At this time, it was time to say no. Because he had built his values from the word of God. He has built his value from the fear of God. And if our values and principles about what we'll be holding are based on the word of God, indeed nothing will be shaking us and be stronger all the time. Praise Jesus. Because those are kind of children that indeed God desire to have. That the last thing that we need to have so that we can acknowledge this kind of a rebuke or instruction is that we have to accept we need help when we need help. Praise Jesus. If I need help, if for example I'm living in sin, if I'm contaminating myself in all sorts of immorality, I need to accept that I don't have to preach that people can come and preach here, that I need help. And sometimes we go ahead and serve God and mix ourselves and we don't have chance to be helped because we are not accepting. I'm not telling my brother John, I'm living this kind of sin. Please, how can I get help? Because if we conceal and do not accept we need help, what happens is that we continue getting deeper in the sin, and at the same time, the men of God know that I'm better on this side, so I do not get the help that is supposed to be coming forth. Praise Jesus. Brothers and sisters, when the word of God comes, it comes to instruct us. When the word of God comes, it comes to help us. When the word of God comes, it comes because he loves us. And if indeed you need help, you need to accept you need help. I always say that sometimes if I'm living in sin, and I've said this before, I don't have to preach. I don't have to be a deacon. I need to sit down and receive the help. Because when the rebuke comes, it is coming to bring a blessing. And when I refuse the rebuke that is coming, I'm proclaiming like a curse upon myself. Praise Jesus. God loves us so much that he does not want us to go the direction of curses. He wants us to go the direction of blessing. And that's why he brings his rebuke and it's bringing instruction because he wants us to have a flawless spiritual life. Yes, there'll be challenges, but it's our desire, our attitude, our action, fashion toward serving God and pleasing him. And indeed, if that is so, God will be praised and glorified in our life when he accepts that indeed when a rebuke comes, it comes to bring blessing. In the name of God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. We are going to have prayers and I invite the worship team here.